Kane, first, thank you so much for doing this interview with me, my friend. The last time you and I talked, you were in Toronto. It was on your movie, and I made the big mistake in basically ticking you off, and I got driven through a table. So I apologize for that, and I hope that I don't anger you during this interview, my friend. But it was still lots of fun to talk to you.
Let's hope not, but... You know, now it's over the phone, so I think you'll be okay.
First, I got to say, man, congratulations on a great career and, of course, back in WrestleMania. How does it feel for yourself to be – you've been in a lot of WrestleManias, my friend. You've main-evented. You've been, you know, Mr. Destruction. But how does it feel when you're part of the one of the biggest sports entertainment events of the year of any type of sport?
Yeah, it's awesome. Last year's WrestleMania was really different. It had a different feel, more so than anything I think that we've ever done. I mean, it just, the vibe from being there, from watching, you know, was one really once in a lifetime deal, and it was just incredible. And what's amazing is this year's going to be even bigger, you know, because last year, of course, in Miami, this year being in New York, that just makes it bigger in itself, just because, you know, New York is the media capital and all that sort of stuff. So it really is incredible, and it keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger every year. And as you say, you know, the pageantry and all the stuff that goes into it, just I think it's head and shoulders above anything else out there in sports or entertainment.
Of course, you're going in there as a tag team champion. Hell no. I mean, how does it feel being part of probably one of the most popular and unique teams that have ever held the belts?
It would be great if I could just get rid of Daniel Bryan, you know.
But you guys seem to work with...
I really have enjoyed doing this stuff, because it's added a different dimension to Kane than people have seen before, much more entertaining and, you know, humorous at times. And I think it's shown people that I can be a versatile performer.
I was trying to remember, and I apologize. You guys have a tag team match. Who are you guys going up against at WrestleMania?
That's okay. It's against Dolph Ziggler and Big E Langston.
That's a weird combination for you guys to go up against.
What's that?
I was saying that's a weird combination for you guys to be going up against at WrestleMania.
Well, not really, because AJ, you know, AJ Lee is sort of stirring the pot. So it actually all ties together. What's going to be interesting for everybody is this will be Big E's first match, probably. Unless something happens between now and then. And let me tell you, that is one strong dude. He's on par with, you know, like Mark Henry as far as strength. He's just a big, solid block of humanity. So it's going to be quite interesting.
You know, another interesting matchup in week, and I hope you can talk about this, of course. It's your brother of destruction. Of course, we're talking about the Undertaker. He's got a big matchup with CM Punk, and of course, it all ties in with Paul Bearer. Give me your thoughts on first of us losing such a great character as Paul Bearer, of course, William Moody.
Well, yeah. You know, Paul was a friend of mine. I mean, like The Undertaker, he was an integral part of my career. And we became friends. We spent a few years riding together up and down the roads. You know, so it was a loss both professionally and personally for many of us.
But, of course, The Undertaker taking on CM Punk, I mean, this is really epic, because for a lot of fans like myself who have watched The Undertaker's career over the years, you know, again, devastating force. But we're also looking at a devastating force who has gotten older. We're also looking at somebody, CM Punk, who is, I don't even know if he's even reached his height yet. So I want to get your thoughts on how this match could go, because on both ways, I mean, anything can happen.
Oh, yeah, sure. And you're right, it is sort of, I hate to use the term intergenerational, but maybe to some extent, you know, you're seeing the best of the Attitude Era and that era. And now, of course, CM Punk and sort of the up-and-coming generation, he's the cream of the crop there. But CM Punk, Punk has written a check that he can't cash. His mouth has written a check that the rest of them can't cash. I guarantee you that. Especially with the urn and all the stuff that he's doing there. And everybody's like, well, he's playing mind games with the Undertaker. No, you don't play mind games with the Undertaker. All you're doing is making him more angry, so he's going to have even less mercy on you when he gets you in the ring. So that's all going to backfire. It's going to be a very long and a very bad night for CM Punk. Most people, they have your WrestleMania moment, and it's awesome, and it's great and everything, and CM Punk's WrestleMania moment, he's probably not going to remember because he's going to get dropped on his head and forget about it all.
Of course, the main event, we've got The Rock, we've got John Cena. I've asked a couple of WWE superstars on what they thought. Let me ask you, who do you think is going to finally hold the belt between these two?
Again, this is really an epic deal. Last year, Cena said it himself Monday night on TV. He made a mistake. He beat himself because he thought that he would beat The Rock with his own, with the people's elbow, with his own finishing move. And frankly, that was just sort of dumb on John's part. And he admitted it. He said as much. So he won't make that mistake this year. Not to say that, he took the Rock lightly, but he thought he had him beat. And, he thought he could go out and finish the match in style, and you can't do that against a guy the caliber of The Rock. On the other hand, The Rock has never looked better. I mean, just he's in incredible shape. He just looks great, and he won last year. So as he said recently, he knows that he can beat John Cena, while John Cena just thinks that he can beat The Rock. So if I had to lay odds on it, I would give The Rock maybe a 51% chance of winning and John Cena a 49% chance of winning.
Fantastic.
I think it could go either way.
Fantastic. Before we wrap this up, and I know we got to do it, and we probably only have 30 seconds, there's talk that Toronto is trying to get WrestleMania to come here in the next 2 or 3 years. Give me your thoughts. Would you like to see it here back at Rogers Center? We did it before twice. Let's try for a third time.
Yep, that would be great. I was at the WrestleMania. You'll have to give me the number because I don't remember exactly which number WrestleMania it was. But I participated in that one, and I'd love to be in Toronto again. Of course, we have great fans all across Canada, and we always love to go to Toronto, so that would be outstanding.
Fantastic. My friend, I know we got to wrap this up. Looking forward to seeing at WrestleMania. Hell no. Let's see you guys pull off another victory. And I'm hoping again, too, my friend, that world belt is around your waist one more time. And last but not least, I want to see another movie with you, man. I love your destruction in the on the big screen just as much as I love seeing the destruction in the squared circle. My friend, thank you so much for this interview.
Okay. Thank you, man. Have a good one.
Take care. Bye-bye.